In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The Gospel this morning comes from a section of Luke's Gospel called the Sermon on the Plain, to distinguish it from the Sermon on the Mount, which is in Matthew. Now, there are a lot of scholars that believe that the Sermon on the Plain and the Sermon on the Mount were put together by the authors of each of the Gospels from a collection of the sayings of Jesus. I think it's probably a lot more plausible and useful, at least for us, to think about these two passages from the Gospels as simply as possible and just take them at face value. Luke says it was given on a plain. Matthew says it was given on a mountain. Well, since we know that Jesus was walking all over the Holy Land and preaching, I suspected he preached the same themes over and over, as most preachers do. So isn't it the simplest and most logical solution for us to just accept that Luke and Matthew are reporting the same sermon given in different places at different times? Well, anyway, in the Sermon on the Plain, Jesus gives us a series of recommendations about how to live, proverbs of a sort. And in this morning's passage, he is addressing the issue, how should we treat other people? Now, we know that the basic instruction from Jesus on how to treat other people is love your neighbor as yourself. But we need to remember, of course, that in the New Testament, love is not a feeling but an action. To love in the Christian sense is to act for the good of the other person without calculating the benefit or the cost to yourself. The supreme example of love is what Jesus did on the cross. Of course, he got nothing out of his suffering and death, but we got our sins forgiven and the promise of eternal life in heaven with God. So what Jesus tells us in today's gospel spells out what love is a bit more specifically. First of all, he tells us that God will treat us the same way that we treat other people. Scary enough thought anyway. God will hold you to the same moral standard to which you hold others. If you're critical of the details of another person's behavior, God will be critical of the details of your behavior. If you let other people's behavior get you so angry that you want to write them off and condemn them to hell, well, you run the risk of God doing the same thing to you. So does that mean that we should have no standards at all of acceptable behavior? Well, of course not. If God wanted us to apply no standards to our own behavior or to the behavior of others, he would not have bothered even to give us the Ten Commandments or the commandment to love, for that matter, which is even more to the point this morning. Jesus is concerned about the spirit in which we apply his standards and draw our conclusions. God applies his standards to our behavior, but he doesn't do it either to make himself feel good at our expense or just have a good reason to send us to hell. Doesn't need any reasons. We give him plenty of reasons. God applies his standards to our behavior to get us to see where we have gone wrong and to give us the opportunity to confess to him our sins, to repent of our sins, and then with his help to do better. That is what Jesus means by the words, be merciful as your Father is merciful. Now, mercy does not mean calling wrong right or overlooking bad behavior. This is an especially important lesson in the summer when last month we saw non-Christians parading down the streets in almost every town proclaiming that they have pride. Well, the problem is that pride is pride in their own temptations and pride in their bad behavior, pride in sin. Plus, Christians should never forget that the first deadly sin and the root of all sin is pride. Hardly the thing that we want to boast about. God wants us to turn away from all of our bad behaviors and be saved. We, on the other hand, like to use another person's bad behavior not as an opportunity to bring that person to repentance and salvation, but rather as a way of making ourselves feel good by comparison. Or even worse, and sadly much more common, as a stick to beat him with. That's not how God acts. And that's not the way he wants us to act. Jesus says we will give as we get, and we will get as we give. If we've truly experienced God's mercy, we'll want to extend that same mercy to other people. But if we regard God as primarily the enforcer of impossible standards, then we'll have that same attitude towards others. Well, then we see Jesus this morning throwing in a brief parable which he directs towards the self-righteous teachers of the Jewish law. He suggests that they're blind because they know nothing of God's mercy. They think they're perfect and have nothing of which they need to be forgiven. If you don't know mercy, you can't show mercy. So when they try to teach others, they're like blind people who are trying to lead other blind people around. Both the teachers and those whom they're trying to teach will wind up falling into a ditch. So do we love those blind teachers and blind followers, especially those boasting about their pride? Well, of course we do. We don't want them to blindly fall into a ditch, or for that matter, into hell. In this morning's gospel, we hear what is probably the only piece of scripture that our over-secular world knows. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Of course, they don't understand it. They think that it means, hey, nothing's wrong, everything's good. Or a phrase that I just despise, it's all good. No, it's not all good. Sadly, there are a lot of Christians, or people who call themselves Christians, without really knowing that they are or not, think the same thing. But that is not what it says. Jesus says that our judgmental behavior is like looking for a speck of dust in another person's eye while ignoring a log in your own eye. If we feel drawn to condemn some aspect of another person's behavior, we should first look within ourselves. We need to see what it is that we're doing wrong ourselves and do something to correct it, which is far better than our natural inclination to attack, condemn, and then walk away satisfied. Satisfied that we look pretty good compared to somebody else. In between being baptized and getting to heaven, we still have to go through this life on earth. And Jesus is trying to get us to see that it is better to use that time taking a hard look at ourselves than it is to spend our time taking a hard look at others. Our goal should be to repent of our own sins, not to try to repent of someone else's sins, and not always to be on the lookout for reasons to feel morally superior. I began ministry in a parish where it was common to offer scheduled times for confessions. And in the first 2 years, I think I heard more confessions than I've heard since. And there was one young fellow who would constantly try to talk about the other people that he had committed sins with. And he had to be reminded that he's not there to confess other people's sins, just his own. Well, God is the most morally superior being that there is. He isn't interested in making himself look good at the expense of others. So he tells us, be merciful as your Father is merciful. So what's that primary Christian commandment? It's not be self-righteous. It is be merciful as your Father is merciful. And who knows, if we take this instruction from Jesus seriously, we may just find ourselves not only on the road to heaven, but a lot more pleasant for others to be around. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory now and forever, world without end.